I just want us to say one more prayer just before we go into the work that the Lord has for us today. I want us to pray that God will be the entrance of His word into our hearts this morning, that the word will have effect in our life, that the hand of God will penetrate through the word to bring glory to His name. I just want us to quickly pray that prayer wherever we are, that the hand of God will be the very hand of glory that will shine for illuminator to receive answers to every question on our heart, to receive answers to our desires, for God to use the word that is coming forth to liberate us, even our generations to come. Just open your mouth and utter those words to the King of Kings. Say those words to Him. That, Lord, let your word have effect in my life. Let it penetrate through me. Let that word have a strong impact upon my life and my seed. If you have prayed that prayer, then there is a God that is about to answer you. And I pray that as you listen this hour, the grace of God will be even at the location that you are, in the name of Jesus. That song is so powerful, the hymns today, the whole rugged cross. On the hill far away, stood an whole rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best, for a world of loneliness was claimed. I cherish the old rugged cross, till my trophy at last I lay down. I will cling to the rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. I just don't know how you feel wherever you are, that the word is so powerful. That word is the whole rugged cross. That whole rugged cross is the person of Jesus Christ. No matter what the changes might look like in the world we have today, there is still an whole rugged cross. There is still a mark that has never changed, and that is the mark of our Lord Jesus. That song reminds us that we must continue to love the whole rugged cross. We must continue to trust in the name of our Lord Jesus, because He alone is this today, today and forevermore. Hallelujah. What a glorious God we serve. Praise God Almighty. He's worthy of our praise. Today the Lord is leading us, and we are going to be speaking about the flight, a spiritual flight, just like our physical flight that we have, or that we probably have gone through before. Many of us have had a lot of traveling in the past, and you can testify that the flight of the physical, you know, entity is real. And if that is real, I can assure you that the flight of heaven is also real. There is what they call the flight of heaven, is what we call spiritual flight. This flight, though we can't see with our physical eyes, but it's a flight. You know, from nations to nations, from borders to borders, there are mountains, there are waters, there are deserts, different kind of, you know, terrains. And that the wisdom of God come upon the life of men. And they thought about it, what do we do in order for us to cross to the other side? In order for us to visit our other neighbors from other locations? in order for us to transact business with other nations, in order for us to be able to have that ability to cross to the other side. So innovations begin to come in, boats begin to come in, and then suddenly we have what is called the plane, which caused a man to be able to spend lesser hours traveling from one geographical region to another region, taking flights. The same is in the spirit today. In order for us to get to the place of God's promises and blessings, we had to move from one point to another in the realm of the spirit. We had to allow the Holy Spirit, trust in Him so much that we rely on Him to transport us. And you know, when He transports you and deliver you in your destination, you will see that this is when you have an experience of transgenerational blessings, where the hand of God comes so heavily upon you and you are trapped in His blessings. The blessings that is beyond you. The blessings that go from one generation to another. You know, what does it mean to board a spiritual flight? What does it mean when we say a spiritual flight? We are talking about the possibility of being in a place where God wants you to be. We're talking about the possibility to be able to dwell in the very presence of God. To board a spiritual flight is to walk in the Spirit. And when you walk in the Spirit, it will affect your life. Even though certain things are required in order for you to walk in the Spirit. These things are the five spiritual senses that every human being must have. Just as we have our five sense organs, it's the same way we must have these spiritual organs. They are spiritual organs that are wired upon us, inside of us. They are in our spirit. They are on the table of our soul. Either we believe it or not, we all have these five spiritual senses. It depends on how we are able to activate it, will determine the result we are going to see. One of these five senses is the ear. For hearing His voice, you need to activate your ear. In order for you to know when it is time for the flight to be taken, you must be able to have a good hearing. That is why if you go to a particular airport, you will discover that they would not only show a time, they will also speak, so that in case you are not looking at the time, you can hear that there is a flight that is about to go. Also, your ability to see the realm of the invisibility, to see what others cannot see that has been prepared for you. The Bible says that eyes has not seen, nor has it come to the ears of man. You see, God was relating even to these spiritual senses. He says they have not seen it. The only people that have seen it are the ones that He has taken up with Him, that He has given the access to the things of the secret. So your eyes must be able to see the realm of the invisibility. Also, your taste must be able to have a great experience of how it tastes to love God, to see results, to walk in the testimony of God for your life. And one other important sense, spiritual sense, is the smell. You must be able to perceive. To perceive what? To perceive everything that God wants you to know. To perceive your enemies around the corner. And understand seasons to attract your own miracle. All this has to do with perception also. And the last but not the least of this spiritual sense organ that is important for you to understand that material to broaden the flight is the touch. Ability to touch this confusing world. In order to bring peace upon it. When all this path of view coupled together, connected by the invisibility of God, become active, then you will be in the step, in the position of being able to understand what it takes to board the flight. You know, we live in a secular world of diverse culture. That radicality of culture is something that cannot be taken away in the world that we live today. And this culture, some are good to the glory of God, while some devalues the very inner life and spiritual life that we have, which make us to be inactive, makes us to live as if there is no spirit part of us. Hence, the need to take a spiritual flight. You need to take that spiritual flight so that you begin to put your spirit that God gives you in the place of consciousness of what the Lord has called you to do. You need to understand that these spiritual flight are connected by the five senses that we discussed. This spiritual ability to understand, to perceive, to touch, to see is something that you need with you in the journey of life. The Bible says that for the renewing of our mind and our spiritual senses and opening up to walking and dwelling in the Holy Spirit, it is what we need in order to active in that spiritual senses. It is what we need in order for us to understand the position that God is putting us in this invisible flight. Because it's not like the physical flight. Don't forget, it's a flight that you cannot see. That's why the word of God said, men ought to always pray and not faint. When you pray, when you are sensitive to the things of God, you would understand the things of the Spirit. It will not be a foolishness, but it will be a clarity, even as the purpose of God begins to unfold upon the table of your life. So it is important for you to know that this, just like the physical flight, is a flight that needs a lot of things to be in sensitivity in order for you to know what you need. For example, when flying by plane, you spend so much time preparing at home, waiting at the airport to board is another waiting time. You have to stay calm patiently to land in your destination. And you know, we all do this. We all do this, either through plane or through other means of transportation. For those experiencing it for the first time anyway, or even the frequent flyers, the case is the same. It is always going to be in some situation a perfect opportunity for you to storm at a corner, into a particular corner, looking out for, can I see a Wi-Fi connection? Asking thousands of questions in your mind. I don't know if that has happened to you, especially first timer. When you get to the airport, you begin to ask a question. What is this uncommon vast aluminium like? Made from, research says that it's made from 4 million different parts. And different parts of different designer manufacturer brings this thing together. And you begin to ask that question. How did they make it fly in the air? And not just flying in the air, being able to carry such a weight without any problem. The same is today. The same is to boarding a spiritual flight. It requires all of us, all of our seriousness. It requires you, it requires yours to concentrate and connect together. Just like those different parts that was used to connect together and build a vast aluminium body we see when we look at the plane. Otherwise, you will not be qualified for the flight. In order to be qualified for the flight, you need to be able to understand certain things that are, you know, connected to you boarding the flight. The book of Exodus, chapter 19, talks about how God, he was reminding the people of it. He said, have you forgotten from verse 1 to 6? He said, I am the God of your life, who carried you on my eagle's wings far above principalities. I want us to read that portion quickly. He says that on the very first day of the month, from verse 1, after the Israelites left Egypt, on that very day came to the desert of Sinai. You see, when I was explaining to Ross, I said, at some point, every reason why we have to have physical plane is so that we can transport easily. Because there are rugged mountains, there are deserts, there are all kinds of things that will not smooth, enable our journey to go smooth. And the reason, hence, plane was created. And it has been even before the time memorial. Verse 2 says that after they sent out from Rephidim, they entered the desert of Sinai, and Israel camped there in the desert in the front of the mountain. You see, they were confronted with soldiers. They were confronted with desert. They were confronted with mountains. And number 3, the Bible said, then Moses went up to God, and the Lord called him to him from the mountain and said, this is what you are to say to the descendant of Jacob, and what you are to tell the people of Israel. Verse 4, he says, you yourself have seen what I did to Egypt, and how I carried them on eagle's wings, and brought you to myself. So the idea of these blessings, of this inheritance blessing, is so that God takes us to our place of destination. If you are not ready to take the flight of the Spirit, then you are not ready to get to the next generation. You are not ready to assess the benefit that is ahead of you. Because the reason why you are moving forward is not only because of you, it's also because of your generations to come. So then, I want you to come to a realization of not just physical blessing, but trapping yourself by the help of the Holy Ghost into the complex, glorious blessings that is transgenerational. And verse 5 said, now if you obey me fully and keep my commandments, my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession. All your heart is mine. You will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. There are the words you have spoken to the Israel. This was the word of God for them. So there is no reason why you want to move from a particular location to another location. It has to do with the fact that there is something you are taking to another location. If you are traveling a particular country, your home country, to another country, even there for a visit, that visit is so that you achieve something. It's not just for going sake. There is always something that ahead that you want to achieve, which makes you to say, I want to embark on this journey. So now that we are in a covenant, not the old covenant that has moved away. In the time of Moses, the time of law keeping under the old covenant of the law of Moses. But today we have a better covenant. A covenant of spirit flowing. Imagine that. A covenant of us following the leading of God. And we can rest assured that we will not be led amiss. We can be rest assured that the Spirit of God is an excellent spirit. Imagine taking flight with the Air Force One. The United States Air Force One. Embellished with the pride of American flag. You see the presidential seal so goldenly embodied. God, famous word, the pride of the United States of America, written around that seal. Have you seen that before? Do you know the prestige that brings, not just to the people, but also to the citizens of that country? How much more taking a flight with the most superior, God Almighty? I tell you, it's an experience that the Lord is calling you into today. I have experienced it. Many have experienced it. And I can assure you that it's far stronger and than the New Ages practice. It's far glorious than going to tap power from the pit of hell, from darkness. It's far powerful than anything you can see. When you have it, your mind will be at rest. When your mind comes at rest, you declare authority at will. So how much more God, the superior one, proven, truthful, the one who has passed the test of all time and who will never fail. I'm talking about the Trinity, the person of the Holy Spirit. Indeed, it is this thing that brings us to Him as we are led. That's why the Bible says that those who are led by the Spirit, by the Spirit of God, capital letter X there, they are sons of God. They are sons of God. They are not the sons of this world. They are not just imagining to sit and say, oh, my intuition is good. I'm talking about reality of the realm of the invisibility. When you take this flight that I'm announcing to you from the womb of heaven, your life will never be the same. The first time God will speak this word to me was close to 2 years ago. Spiritual flight. I begin to wonder, what does it mean? And it begins to tell me that in the realm of the Spirit, there are bonds, there are roads that are not, you know, clearly plain. That, you know, there are rugged routes. But when you allow the Holy Spirit to drill you, to take you by hand in the realm of this invisibility, it will level the playing ground. It will level the regular ground, and it becomes plain for you. Because He knows the roots very, very well. He has been through the roots all the way. Romans chapter 8 verse 12 to 15. Romans 8 verse 12 to 15 says, therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh to live according to it. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. That is what I'm talking about. If our knowledge is only by what we see, what is proven physically, we die. Hence, the reason why people are seeking for spiritual power even from darkness is because the life of a man is not wired to be a physical person alone. Hence, you have to long, hunger for the things of the Spirit. But where you get it is what now are different. But the Lord says, I've brought to you, I bring before you life and death. Choose life so you can live. So when we go to the, you know, to the different source of getting power, we still live in the flesh. When we gratify the things of our flesh, we still live in the flesh. But in order for us to be permitted to take a spiritual life, our flesh needs to die. That's what the Bible portion says. It says, but if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeed of the body will misdo things. The body would misappropriate. The body would not always do what the Lord, the God of his life, wants it to do. But you have to put together yourself. You have to allow God to put that misdeed to death. And then you will live. It is only after when God is able to touch you and put that to death We may look like we are living, but we are not having a true life experience. 14 says, for those who are led by the Spirit are called the children of God. He said, the Spirit you receive does not make you a slave, so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you receive is to bring you out to the place of adoption of sonship. So God has not given us a spirit of fear or timidity. If you come into this spiritual flight, fear will disappear in your life. There is no man that will not exercise fear concerning things. The reason why you stop exercising fear concerning things or a particular situation is when you have seen God show up in that situation. And that is why you have to trust in Him. When you trust in Him showing up in that situation, you will see His mighty hand coming to rescue you and put you on His eagle wings, where you will never come down again. Because on His eagle's wings, He takes you far above principalities. He takes you far above the curse of your father's house. He takes you far above the power of darkness, the hatred of man, the injustice of this. It takes you to the realm where you are relaxed, because the touch of God, the presence of God, is taking over. The Bible says in the book of Galatians chapter 5 from verse 16 to 18. Galatians chapter 5 from verse 16 to 18. It says, so I say, walk by the Spirit. Walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. 17 says, for the flesh desire what is contrary to the Spirit. So hence the reason why the example of the physical plane, the flight you take to move from one location to another, is different from the spiritual flight. Even though so many things is borrowed from the realm of the Spirit to administer what we see in the physical today, but there is still difference between them. And I know by the grace of God, before we are done today, you will understand what the difference are. And you will understand how to come into the flight and allow yourself to dwell in the flight, so that God can deliver you to the place of your destination. And verse 17 says, for the flesh desire what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. So they are parallel. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. And that is what Jesus Christ has come to do. He has not come to find fault in the law of Moses, in the law of the Prophets. We have only come to give a better experience. That see, sons, daughters, it will be glorious if you will allow me to take you by flight. If you allow me to take you by my supremacy, far above the powers that rules the heart, even in the heavenly places. We are supposed to be spirit admirers. We are supposed to be spirit-filled people. We are supposed to have that spirit in consciousness all the time. This is how we can see the wonders of God in our life. This is how we can see the reflection of God in everything we do daily. But you know, in our modern lives, we have become spiritually dull by allowing either devil or our own desire to reduce our strength, giving strength of God, and even to lead us to a despair, a place of fear, where you now have to encounter great difficulty following the person of the Holy Ghost. That is what the modern world has done. That is what the modern understanding of grace has done. But the truth is this: if we truly trust in God and put ourselves to the place of His bending, allowing Him to forge allow Him to prepare us, to teach us certain revelation of the realm of the Spirit. Your life can never be the same. You can never experience difficulty, even though difficulty will be there. See, Christianity is not about bread and butter. There is a phase in Christian life that you need to understand how to carry joy with you, even in the realm of tribulation, even in the time that is so predicament in nature, that you know people give up, people run away. Even you don't feel good about it. But this is where the place of the joy of the Holy Ghost is to thrive in, if you have been connected to the flight of the Spirit. If you have allowed God to connect you to Himself. He says, I come to you, I knock. If you open, I will come in. You will also come into me, and we will sit together. In other words, we will connect like the world has never been able to connect. So it is no longer law that we have been taught. No, it's no longer law, you know. Nor looking for someone to take you by that spiritual flight alone, than the word of God that is coming by revelations through those who God might have put through this flight in one level or the other. It is about you partnering with the Holy Ghost. See, the Holy Spirit is very sweet. He works. I can teach you from my little experience. I can tell you that it will. I have so many testimonies. Some people are listening to me. They can shout wherever they are now and say, yes, it is true. Speak it, brother. I know it is true. Because I've encountered Him. See, the place of the Holy Spirit tells you things ahead. The place of the Holy Spirit shows you things ahead. The place of the Holy Spirit there was a time, the last Nations Cup that Nigeria won, because I love football so much. I love to play football. You know, I think before you get to finals, you have to play about 5 games, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And then the second game, Nigeria were not playing very well. I have given up. It was irritating to me. Everybody has given up. But suddenly, I was resting after eating that lunch. And the Lord revealed Himself to me. I saw in the revelation Victor Moses holding the cup, the cup. And I began to tell people around me that this one is not a dream. It was a vision of afternoon. I'm sure that Nigeria will win. They begin to look at me. What is this man saying? I said, I'm sure. I know God is the one that brings things to pass. But this is what I saw. I saw Victor Moses. Then another person was wondering, Victor Moses is not even the captain. Do you know what happened? The people listened to that word of revelation God showed me. They took the picture when Moses carried the... If you check through the history, you will see the proof that Moses at some point carried the cup, just as I saw it in the vision. So from the second game, I begin to tell people, don't let us give up. And then progressively they begin to increase in their play, in their, you know, pattern of playing. And then they emerge winner in that Nations Cup. The same way, things that may look irrelevant to people, the Holy Spirit wants to bring this to your hearing. Things that will make kings to bow, presidents to bow, nations to bow, God wants to bring to your hearing. There is no way we can understand the things of God without an evidence of testimonies. I'm talking about testimony that have proofs and evidences. I was in a country, to be specific, Cyprus. And then, by the virtue of God's grace, through a man, a Cypriot man, who God light shine upon him, he took me to one of the topmost, which I will not want to say because I know people are listening or they may come across this. He may not like it. But when I got to that place, it's a very huge office. I'm talking about government office. This man welcomed me on the seat, rolling on the chair. Glory be to God. And the man introduced me that, "This is my friend, we are going past. I just wanted to bring it to greet you. The Lord has used him for me and that and that." And he's a pastor. And he looked at me and said, "You are a pastor, Asif? Are you really sure?" I said, "I'm a doctor." Thank God I was an academic doctor as well. I said, "I'm a doctor, so that I don't put myself into trouble, because I don't know if God will speak at the time, you know. You just want to also guide yourself. You don't want to put yourself in trouble. You can't mechanize the things of God. If he does not speak, he doesn't speak. Even though he speaks all the time, you have to be in the spirit in order to catch the word and the season, the revelation of the season." Suddenly, as we're seated, both of them were talking. They were asking for tea. I told them I'm fine. Immediately, the Lord opened my eyes to see. I saw what was wrong in the family of the man, the daughter. And it was a current situation. You know, the man that was rolling, you know, he stood up. He said, "Tell me more. Tell me more." That is an experience that I'm talking about. The Holy Spirit is as real as a person. The balikazu, the kandalika suketia. It's very real that when it comes around of you, you will know, God's hand again. The chief host of heaven, the one that rules in the affairs of man, through him, we are able to see the evidence of what the spiritual realm means. This is what God wants to do. He wants to bring you to that place of spirit filled, that place of spirit following, not just a place that have no meaning, not just a place where we talk with lecture. It's like the lecture has no impact. No, I'm talking about real relationship where you see evidences on a daily basis. I've shared with us, I keep sharing it. Here in Canada, a developed place also, is the same. God is the same everywhere. The Lord, I was in the bus. The Lord showed me what to happen. I was praying in the spirit, but I don't know exactly what it is until the woman came. But I knew that there was a visitation around. And the woman witnessed that she sees by the spirit of darkness, but that when she see me, she saw the light of God. I was amazed. This was 2 months ago. I was seated far off from her. We do not know any, we don't know ourselves. And you know, the Lord showed me in a vision of night. And I shared this thing with us 2 weeks ago. What is to happen in Canada? You know, the Lord showed me in a vision. I saw a huge procession of great and mighty armies with different banners. See, church, get ready for the new revelation that is about to unfold. I'm a little boy, but I knew what God showed me. God is breaking barrier of the name of church. He wants to unite us so that we can be effective to bringing and pulling down the force of the kingdom of darkness. Zikalichanda utusiliaba. In order for God to be glorified, that connection coming together of the body of Christ in physical is now even important, more than ever before. So I saw the procession. In that revelation, I was a certain age in Jesus' time. So I understand what it means that it's coming. It's going to come in Jesus' time. And then subsequently, the Lord told me about Azusa revival that happened in the United States. I said, "This is interesting. Holy Spirit, can you take me up theater?" And he showed me more. How about that? Calgary in Canada was zoomed to me live to the glory of God. And there was a place that looked like a shared border between the territory of United States and Canada. And there were armies being raised. Those who we call Gentiles, they were coming in large number, harvest time. I said, "God, privilege to see this. Let me announce to you, many of you are coming to Canada. If you are hearing me all over the nation, especially Africa, But don't come alone because you want to make money, but come to develop the country, but also to be stationed for the revival that is about to unfold. Jehovah God showed me. I saw it. Alberta, Calgary in Canada, was a center. But you know, by the time I shared with one prayer partner here, he was the one who told me that in truth, there is a lot of borders connected United States with that particular province in Canada. I said, wow, I don't know. I've never read it. The Holy Spirit whispered it. Flight, our spiritual flight, is where the custodian of secret is resident. And the word of God, I love that portion of God. It says that it is the glory of God. You want to see his glory, is a concealed glory. He said it is the glory of God to conceal a matter, and it is the glory of a king to unfold it. In other words, we can't even see the beat of God's secret except we be a royal priesthood. Except you leave your place of sinful nature and say, God, transport me, have mercy on me. Because you are not condemned. God is not going to condemn you. He's not willing to condemn you anymore. So the spirit-led children of God is no longer under the Jewish law or other laws. Because the Bible says, for the letter kills, but the spirit make alive. I'm not talking about some kind of religion, Christianity. Hence, reason why I don't even tell people who I am, if I'm a pastor or I'm a... Because I don't even believe that is my... Because in the law, I discovered that I've not even begin to allow the title that I've been seeing the message of God. And I know some are listening to me, they are seeing the same. Because the Lord says, in the end time, I will pour out my spirit. He says, the young will see visions, and the old will even dream dreams. This will not be excluding anybody. This will not have to do with your ability of position. This will have to do with your ability, capacity to connect all the dots together and take the spiritual flight. You must take the spiritual flight. Don't. There was a time somebody gave me a message, more or less like a mentor. He said, you are living more in the physical than spirit. That you are a spirit being, which is what the word of God says, that we are a spirit being. This person doesn't really know much about me. And in those period of time, I was actually thinking the same. That there are more. Spirit gives life. We now need to live in that spirit of faith. I'm talking about the inward faith, a spiritual faith of God, which is real in our conscience and spirit by the Holy Ghost who is giving us. It's the Holy Spirit that enables this reality to flow into us. But if we can open our conscience very well, we see that the Holy Spirit is real. Listen. Listen to this. The old era is passing away. You must get into the new flight of hope. You must get into the flight of spiritual life. Supernatural ability is given to the church, so it is also given to you. So what you need is the fruit of the Spirit and the gift of the Spirit as your diplomatic passport to board the spiritual flight. You know, not just the gift, but also the fruit of the Spirit. You know, there was a time I so much believed that I was going to be able to access everywhere God wanted me to access. And I began to tell people about it since more than about 12 years, thereabout. You know, when you see someone using a diplomatic passport, you will have a stress-free experience from the borders of different nations to nations. Why? Because there is a ticket, a passage that has already been channeled for those who are of that caliber. The same is the realm of the Spirit. The more you walk yourself, especially with the fruit of the Spirit and the gift of the Spirit, It is your diplomatic passport to board the spiritual flight. So then, as we come to an end of this sermon, how do we get into the spiritual flight? Quickly, I will share two things. The list may not be exhaustive, but you know, I will share two things. You can get into the flight if you want to. But then, before I share these two things, there is a need for you to know that preparation for taking flight is much more important than anything. Sometimes preparation for taking flight can be a huge task. For example, taking your clothes that will keep you warm in the cold. You know, maybe when you get cold in the plane, remembering to take your own socks or more items, actually, when it is a kind of a long flight. You know, long haul flights require more preparation than a short trip, especially if you are not alone. I remember the first time that my family would travel, that would have at least two stopovers. In the border of the United States, in Heathrow, it was a lot of complex situation because we had to come with children. And then, you know, it took us 3 days to prepare. But to the glory of God, I have been traveling very well before then. If I want to travel, I can just take a day to prepare. But it was different traveling with a family, because we are more than one. It's not just me. The children are there. So every minute you begin to think, what is it that we are here to take with us? Is there anything we are missing? In fact, 2 days to the flight, we were not able to sleep. And the same is the spiritual journey. Our journey to it is something that we must really prepare for also. And that is why our preparation should include not just us, our family member, or may even cover the body of Christ. The reason why teaching, guiding, building leaders in the body of Christ, telling them what is right at all times, is so that they are also prepared to board the flight. Much our own preparation must also be personal. We will not make heaven as a group, nor as an individual. We will make heaven as, not as a group, but as individual. We make heaven as each one of us. We see God face to face. And we ask us questions. You know, the Bible says that, you know, God told Joshua through Moses that this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it thereof. Joshua 1 verse 8. That was what God told Joshua through his mentor Moses. So Moses was preparing Joshua for the giant that he was going to face in the place of the promised land. Moses was preparing Joshua for the inevitability of problems, predicament, situations that must happen. God was preparing him through the life of Moses. So also we need preparation to get into things, so that we don't get into it and we don't know what it's about. We have to get into it with understanding. So what are those two things that I want, that the Lord is leading us today on how to get into the flight? Number one is the presence of God. And the second is the fight of a spiritual warfare. The fight of a spiritual warfare. You know, the presence of God is very, very important in every situation of life. Let me give you an example. I've never seen in the operation of any nations of the world, you get a visa and you say someone should travel on your behalf, that you can't go again, let that person go and get what you want to get. Let's say you are going on a business trip. It can't work. It has to be your own presence that will be needed. Your identification needs to match your personal information. Your finger identification, your retina, and all of these biometric, important factors must match in order for you to go through the border. The same is the theme of the Spirit. The presence of God is important to be with you if you are going to get into the flight. Otherwise, it is impossible. You know, the presence of God, Moses said to God, he says, if your presence does not go with us, do not send us from here. Exodus chapter 33, verse 15. Yeah, from verse 15 downward. He said, do not send us if your presence will not go with us. Please, Lord, don't let us go. Leave us where we are. You see, it's better to stay where you are if the presence of God will not go with you. I'll give you an example. Where I was, I lived there for 12 years plus, and people had called me. One person called me to a face that I'm a Baba Cyprus. I said, glory be to God. Glory be to God. And then my wife also one day asked me that, what is next? What is God saying? I said, 14 years ago, he told me about the nation of Canada while I was in Nigeria, even the left. At this time, there was no traveling online. There was nothing about, news about if you want to travel. So it was a rhema. It was on a purpose. So God had a design place for you. Don't go by the population, the ways that people go. You have to know the way God to go. Because flight is of different categories. Some flight is 1 hour. Some is 2 hours. Some is 4 hours. Some is 6 hours. Some is a British airline. Why? Some is American airline. Some is going on a different altitude. You know, they are because they will pass through different terrain. Some passing through a very magnetic water will travel on a high altitude. So you can't compare your journey to any. I was told about this. I said, glory be to God. But that's a story of the future, because there are some deep things there. We call upon the name of God. You have said this. Bring it to pass. The Lord bring it to pass without I striving myself. He just connect the door. People were the one who even called. This is available. Come into it. And that is how we got into it. You know, the presence of God is all that is needed. With this, we can trace the presence of God through history. In what happened in the life of Moses, we can trace it back to the history, the memorial time of seeking the presence. And it is the same up to today. The presence of God is like your person required to board the plane. Like I told you, no one can board a plane for you. You can't allow, it can't be allowed, even if you want to permit it. The presence of God in the Garden of Eden is a clarity of how it began. It will come in the cool of the day and dwell with the people. And they were experiencing, they were enjoying the glory of the Father. Also, the presence of God in the tabernacle and the temple. You see that in the life of the Patricia of faith. Well, are we talking about the presence of God in the Pentecost, in the life of the apostle of God? The Spirit of God come upon them as a tongue of fire, and they minister the reality of what we see today and what is about to come. So for you to take a flight with Jesus, you must recognize that you are very weak and you are a wounded sinner. Someone who is lost away and left to die. You must put yourself in a situation of not trying to feel big, not feeling that, well, there's something good about you. Because in the first place, God does not come for the perfect anymore. He came for the weak, even much more, so that they can be strengthened. So it is important to know that you need Him all the way. You need God. By so doing, you must give Him chance to raise you up from your miry clay into His marvelous light, and to enable His presence to be host even in the inside of you. I've been in a small gathering where people begin to laugh. They said, "Something, we don't know what kind of energy, they call it energy you carry. These people were foreigners. They were international foreigners. They were learned. So they were not lying. Or probably they were not, they understood what they said. They said, you came in here and again, and this thing has been said to me more than 100 times without exaggeration. Almost on a daily basis. Almost on a daily basis. Samson, what did you bring here? What kind of energy? I loved you to always be around. People who are colleagues said, people who are my boss said, people at the top position said the same. You know, when Jesus brought his presence at the well, the life of the Samaritan woman changed. She became an evangelist because Jesus came on the earth. The perspective of life changed in the life of the woman. You see, the presence of God has benefits and eternal values. If you, your study time, read through the book of Romans 8, all of it. If you allow yourself to be in the realm of the spirit rather than in the flesh, you will have benefit and far beyond eternal values. And as we round up, number two is the fight of a spiritual warfare. There is nothing that comes with peace. That is why when you are even having all those things, even if you have a diplomatic passport, you still don't want to miss your plane. You still don't want to put others in delay. You still want to prepare. You want to stay away. But these are warfare battles. These are engagement, the kind of engagement that must come upon your life. It's a warfare. You see, take this word of God. Your fight is your flight. Thank you, Spirit of the Lord. Your fight is your flight. Do you know what that means? So the more you engage the power of the Holy Ghost in your fight, the level of flight you will take. So your is your flight. Why? Because there is a war on. There is going to be a war continuously. Inasmuch as we live in this world. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, from verse 1, but if you carefully read from verse 10 downward, you will see the clarity. He said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. He said, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wow or the scheme of the devil. He says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the ruler of darkness of this age. We are not talking about the rulers alone. The rulers in the place of darkness that still exist until now. He says, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. These are angels that are fallen. Barakazu libarusha atelia. We must come to the place where we understand that warfare engagement delivers us into our spiritual flight. You want to get into the flight, you must know you will rescue. That's the reason why when you want to go and apply for visa in order to go to a country, some will stay in the queue. We have to do these things. You have to stay in the queue. You have to wait until you have answered. May I make a decree by the power of the Holy Ghost that God of testimony that did it in our lives, in the life of others, where you will no longer have to queue for visa, may that God liberate your life and give you expression to move from one nation to another as the Lord purposes in your life, in the name of Jesus Christ. May I also decree by the unction of the Holy Ghost, every oppression of demons, Sezu, Lipalikala Shikata, that has held you bound in a certain situation, I decree by the unction of God's authority, be shifted in the name of Jesus. Who is the Bible says, who is he that speak a word and it stand when God has not spoken? I decree upon your life every negative word that is sounding to your hearing and you are afraid that can you even become someone in life, I, by the Holy Ghost, sharpen upon them and destroy them by the power of the Holy Ghost. The Bible says, anointing break the yoke. If you can't break it, there is someone who can break it. There are certain things we can't break, but there are people who can break. So the glory of God by the election of grace, His authority, I can break. And I break by the power of the Holy Ghost everything that has held you back in your health, everything that has held you back spiritually, everything that has held you back financially, everything that has held you back in your career, in your business. I decree that the power of the Holy Ghost lose you free. Go to the place of your destination and be delivered forever. May I quickly also pray for all those who have been a blessing to this ministry. To the glory of God, you have been a blessing to this ministry. May I decree that you will never be put to shame. You will never be put to shame. In any areas of your life that you have contributed to this ministry of God, ministry of the gospel, you will never be put to shame. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So the flight of spiritual warfare is inevitable. So you must put on that armor so that you can withstand the power of the ruler of darkness of this age against spiritual weakness in the high heavenly places. So there is a war at home. I hope you know that now. There is a war. If you were a cultural observer in the past, on this part of the heart, you cannot have a total blessing delivered to you, because blessing is up. And you need to go up. You need to take a spiritual flight, because that blessing comes from the spiritual realm. So you must take a spiritual flight to bring it down to where you are. The Lord said this year is a year of praise, a year of hallelujah. And prophetically, I was smiling. I said, when God declares an hallelujah year, you should know that that year we have trouble, but at the end we will shout hallelujah. You will see there will be hallelujah, and we can also start seeing evil. Why should you take a flight with the Holy Spirit? I was just resting after prayer when the Lord told me about the pandemic. The only thing He told me, because we see in part and prophesy in part, is that there is a disease in the air, and it will come before one quarter of the year. I was talking to the pastors, about 11 of them. I said, this is what the Lord says. It will come before the one quarter of the year. That's before March. And we have seen that happen. But then we switched to prayers. God, why? Again, before there was a declaration that churches will be closed, no news has said it. In fact, everything is still going well, even with a strong country of the world, nations that are in the world. Again, I told the pastors. I didn't know they recorded that also. I said, the Lord told me we must pray very well, otherwise there may not be a conference that we used to do, the Light of the World Conference. I may not be able to come to Cyprus because border may be closed. And church may not even be able to function. And 2 weeks later, that also begins to happen. All of this is in the flight of the Spirit. It's not by news. There was no news that carried it. It came before news. And there are several like that. And I'm just Brother Samson. It doesn't matter who you are. The flight of the Spirit is here. Take on the presence of God and engage in the spiritual warfare and make up your mind that these two things must be part of. It doesn't matter any type of flight you are taking. These two things is common in all flights, because flight is of different level, and that is taking us to the part 2 of this teaching next week. The Lord will be teaching us about the type of flight so that we can be able to succeed in our own health area, I mean career or place of God's call for your life. So it's up, you must go up to bring it down. and you can only go up in the realm of the spirit, there is a testimony, but there is no time to share an evidential testimony. In the future, God will permit. So what do you need to take with you to go? Your belt of truth, the shield of faith, the sword of the spirit, and the breastplate of righteousness are your secret weapons. There is no nation that wants to take on victory without having a store of weaponry that will help them to not just to destroy the enemies, but to also put the enemies on their toes. We are going to be with the Supreme in that flight. Once you get into the flight, you will be with the Supreme. Meaning, you will be walking with God. The Bible says that Enoch learned to walk pleasingly before God in the midst of the wicked society he was. And Enoch was an ordinary man like you and me, with the same problems and burdens we carry here and there. But the Bible says he was no more because he walked with God. God took him. Genesis chapter 5, verse 24. God took him with him. He was no more. The Lord says there are people that, you know, like the channel of spiritual entrance that has been blocked for generation past. He says it's beginning to open now. You know, it's the wings of his angel is performing operation in nations, different specific positions you have. And I see healings also occurring, because whenever the word comes, especially with the Holy Spirit, it comes with full package. Healing is a healing of a spinal cord injury. You are a wheelchair, you will walk again. Now that healing will come within 17 days. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will be healed. You will be healed. You will be healed in the name of Jesus. Maybe there is someone that I sense in the realm of the spirit is a perception that is very clear. Holy Spirit, wherever that person is, touch her now. There is a spirit of sanity that wants to be visiting you. You are feeling like you are not in control. Your mental attitude, you are losing it. The Lord asked me to tell you, He will bring best out of that thing. You will no longer think the way of darkness. Suicide mission will be over. There is someone, as you listen to the voice of God, the Lord asked me to tell you that hold your husband right and tell him congratulations. We are in the spiritual flight. We are in the spiritual flight. Because everything that has looked like is stagnant is blocked. There will not be a way, a speed way. We are going to pray just two prayer points as we close the service for today. We are going to pray, Lord. Whatever that has blocked the channel for my life, Father, they are frustrating me. Therefore, today frustrate them and let me have a way through. Open your mouth and decree wherever you are that whatever that has frustrated them, that God of heaven should frustrate them also, and your way should be true to your destination. Lord, cause the way of your people to be true to their destination. Cause their way to be true to their destination. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. There is someone, you love drawing things like a fashion, you want to put the project that God is putting in your heart, you want to put it aside. The Lord asked me to tell you, that is what will announce you to your world. He says, though you may go through this terrain that is rough, but he said it won't be long. You will shine for glory. Don't leave that fashion career that God has brought to your mind. You are part of the end time revival army who will cut away fashion of the darkness and bring about new innovations that no one else has seen in fashion industry. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Second prayer as we end, you are going to decree that, Lord, let me walk in the realm that costs will not hold bound. Whatever costs I know not about, that I know myself. Whatever thing I've caused by my own action, take me out of it and put me in the realm where I'm free. I'm free forever, that my seed may be free and I may bring with me a transgenerational blessing. Open your mouth and begin to decree, Lord, take me in an experience of transgenerational blessing. Father, take your children. Take your children into it. Show them, Lord. Take them into it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Take them by hand and deliver them in the place of their blessings. So, Heavenly Father, we give you praise. We thank you, Jehovah, for you are mighty and gracious. We thank you, Lord, for you are taking us with you in this spiritual flight. And as you continue with us, Lord, even the next time we will gather, oh Lord Jesus, if you tarry, our testimony of an experience of flight, spiritual flight, would have been abounded. Lord, our life is changing now. Lord, our experience is changing. Our Adamic nature is giving way for spiritual experience. Lord, thank you for breaking barriers. Lord, thank you for breaking causes. Lord, thank you for breaking bad luck. Lord, thank you for breaking secrets. Thank you for breaking failure. Thank you, Lord, for breaking distress. Thank you, Lord, for breaking fear. There is someone the Lord asked me to tell you, you usually at times cry out of your spirit and you are fearful when you wake up. The Bible says he has not given you the spirit of fear, but of love, of sound mind. Of love and of sound mind. So I decree by the unction of the Holy Spirit, that spirit of fear that is transported from generation to you is lifted away by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Your faith begins to come alive. You begin to develop wings so you can fly upon his eagle's wings. I pray in the name that is above every other, every power of the darkness that rules the air, that may want to struggle, that may want to war fear with you, in all of these blessings that the angels of God are spreading abroad, may I decree that they are losing the battle. May I decree that your eyes will be opened, and as you decree by your mouth, it shall be answered. It shall be answered. This I pray in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. Amen.